The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, America's number one nicotine pouch. Find out more at Zyn.com. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you're taking us in, we appreciate it. Still to come this hour on the show. Actually, looking forward to Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke. We'll also have to talk some RBC golf as well. Kelly is ready to talk golf with us later, yeah?
Fire, yep.
A little handicapping on golf. But first, some hockey talk, because the NHL playoffs have been spectacular. Jonathan Davis joins us once again to do just that from SiriusXM NHL. How you doing, Jonathan? Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line, by the way. What's happening?
I'm doing great. Another fun night in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Yeah, the Rangers and Panthers have been providing us with some bonus hockey. It's been great.
We should know Jonathan is the host of the Ice Cap on SiriusXM NHL, host of Show Me the Money hockey betting podcast as well. You can follow him on Twitter at West Coast HKY for hockey. Did you get the sense in that game last night when the Rangers were up a goal that, you know, this was the obviously the inflection point of a 3-1 series versus a 2-2 series, that the Panthers sort of just eking that goal in may turn out to be everything in that series to tie it up at that point?
I did, until the Rangers and Alexis Lafreniere tied the game at 2. And I was like, this is, I think fate is on the Rangers side. But, you know, look, the big thing for the Rangers guys is that they need to get to 4 goals. When they get to 4, I mean, they're 43-1 regular season and playoffs combined this year. But that was huge last night for Florida. Look, they've been the better team. I'll be honest with you guys. Go back to the Carolina series. It's been 10 games. If you combine Carolina, the 6 games there, the 4 games against Florida, I'd argue with anybody that they haven't been the better team in any of those 10 games.
Also, the Rangers have 1 regulation win in their last 9 games. Were you aware of that?
That does make a lot of sense now that you mention it. Yeah.
That's absurd. That is ridiculous.
Well, but that goes to my point about they haven't been the better team for 10 games.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they've won multiple games, just to clarify, but they've only won 1 in regulation, right? So, I mean, think about that with the vagaries of the overtime. Yeah.
Sure. Look, Igor Shesterkin, their goalie, has been outstanding. And he's the reason why they're here. And you should never apologize for having a good goalie. But at some point, you would think it's going to catch up to you. And maybe we'll see that in this series. Because I think Florida and Carolina play similar brand of hockey. Florida's just got far more talent.
All right, before we get to your thoughts on today and tomorrow, remind us, Jonathan, if you could, what you have in pocket here, futures-wise.
Well, I'm feeling really good because I've got Florida, as long as Edmonton doesn't make it to the final, I've got Dallas, Florida, and Edmonton. I got Dallas at 11-1. I think it's Florida 10-1 and the Rangers at 9-1 to win the cup. So I'm feeling really good about where things are at from just, you know, Stanley Cup. And yeah, I mean, look, I've got Miro Heiskanen for the Stars to win the Conn Smythe at 11-1. I do have Igor Shesterkin at 5-1 and Vinny Trocheck at 30-1 to win Conn Smythe. And I've got some good – look, last night, the best thing that happened to me last night was that the Florida Panthers won, because I do have the series going 6 or 7 at over $2. And then I do have Florida also to win in 6 and 7. So I'm feeling – you know, I'm in a good spot there as well.
Okay, so your only kryptonite is pretty much Edmonton every which way, and say if Bobrovsky won Conn Smythe, that would be a kryptonite thing for you. Okay.
Yeah, it would.
A little. I mean, no, I'm exaggerating. Kryptonite. You are well set up in every which way, that's for sure. All right, game 4 tonight in the West. Dallas up 2-1 on Edmonton. The Oilers are -132 favorites in this game. They are a slight favorite, but down 2-1, they're a +215 series proposition. You have already talked about how you are positioned on Dallas. What are you doing with this game tonight?
Well, I'm staying from a prop standpoint, because I do have Dallas at -1.5 games at +165. When Dallas lost game 1, I took them on the adjusted series price at plus 170. Look, for me, you know, Edmonton, I understand it. Edmonton, last time I checked the bet splits on VSiN, it was 58% bets, 71% money on the Edmonton Oilers. And, you know, when you look at the total of six tonight, you know, for me, I don't like the total only because, you know, game three was the first road game that Jake Oettinger had given up more than two goals. So you're going to need five, in my opinion, from Dallas, most likely, to win your bet. So I don't love the total. So I'm going with a bunch of prop plays here. And coincidentally there, although I like Dallas tonight, I would play Dallas if I had to choose a side. I'm going with a couple of Edmonton Oilers prop plays. Zach Hyman, who has Cy Young numbers here in the playoffs, 13-3. That's 13 goals and three assists. I love his over the shots on goal prop at over 3.5 at minus 122. I mean, he's hit this number in 10 of 15 playoff games this year. He's the guy that they're going to be feeding to score goals tonight. So I like him at over 3.5 shots on goal. Also, Dylan Holloway for the Edmonton Oilers, over 1.5 shots on goal. He's hit that number in six straight games. So I like that. Also, Stuart Skinner, under 23.5 shots on goal. That number has cashed in eight of the last nine games, and most of those are losses. So, again, it's another way to approach things if you do like Dallas. And then finally, the last prop in this one, Wyatt Johnston, the young phenom for the Dallas Stars, over 2.5 shots on goal. It hit the last game. I like the fact that now with the return of their number one center, Roope Hintz, he gets slotted down further in the lineup, gets better opportunities for shots. He's tied for the team lead in shots in the playoffs. He was second in the regular season. So I'm approaching things tonight from a prop standpoint.
Did you give your Stuart Skinner thoughts? Did I miss that?
Yeah, no, I did. So under 23.5 shots on goal.
Okay.
Yeah, look, the only time that went over in the last nine games, it took overtime to get there.
So let's review, because those are five different bets. Four specifically in tonight's game, five moving forward. The one moving forward is Dallas -1.5 games at +165. Jonathan likes that. But as far as the game tonight is concerned, again, on the Dallas side, Wyatt Johnson over 2.5 shots on goal. 2.5 sogs, Kelly. And then Edmonton, Skinner under 23.5 saves. And then in terms of the shots on goal, Zach Hyman over 3.5 shots on goal. Dylan Holloway over 1.5 shots on goal. I know you don't have any thoughts or bets on it necessarily at this moment, but tomorrow night, with that series knotted up at two games apiece, we go back to New York. The Rangers are now dogs in the series at +130, despite having the home ice. And the Panthers are a little bit slightly less of a favorite in the game-specific Game 5, but still a favorite nonetheless. You're just on board with the Panthers at this point.
I would play Florida. Look, the thing with the Rangers right now, their blue line is pretty banged up. Adam Fox, Ryan Lindgren, and Keandre Miller, three of their top six defensemen, all look like they took a pounding in last night's game, did not look right as the game progressed. So I think that's definitely one thing to look at. And like I said, you know, Florida has outplayed them, I believe, and I feel in all four games. Look, even the Rangers still continue, though. Ranger fans will tell you that they don't get any respect. They've been a dog throughout this series, but I think there's good reason for it. I will play Florida. I would play Florida in Game 5 if I didn't have in pocket what I already do have.
Do you have it by your numbers? Do you have what you have a fair price at as in a Panthers Stars series?
My numbers are great because I've got 11-1. For Florida,
I'm saying in terms of what a series price would be.
Oh, a series price, I would probably put Dallas at maybe about -115.
So the slightest of favorites.
DraftKings actually has these posted.
Yeah, I was saying what are Jonathan's numbers? I want to see juxtaposed against the actual. It's
just a little flip. So Panthers -115, Stars -105.
That's what I was trying to get at, Jonathan. Okay. Where how different your numbers are from the actual? So not much.
I can see it either way. I mean, these two teams are just so evenly matched. You know, if it does end up this way, guys, you know, both these teams had the best road records in the NHL in the regular season. Dallas still has the best road record in the playoffs. They're 6-1. But yeah, it's pretty much a coin flip once we get to the final, if that's the matchup that we do get. Rangers still have a lot to say.
Yeah, they do. A lot to still be determined, especially in the East, but also in both. I'm curious your thoughts on Florida and Dallas here in our last minute, just from a recent history perspective, or maybe even a more than recent history perspective. Florida and Dallas, special through the years, or just sort of, you know, your garden variety Stanley Cup finalists?
Well, no, Florida, I mean, look, they lost to Vegas last year. Dallas keeps getting better and better. And both these teams, guys, there are teams that are built, I think, for the regular season, and there are teams that are built for the playoffs. Both these teams have guys that would run over their mother to win the Stanley Cup. And I very much would look forward to both of these teams being in there. I will say, I would love to see Connor McDavid in a Stanley Cup final. It wouldn't help me from a betting standpoint, but I think it'd be great for the league. I think the league wants the Rangers and Edmonton, to be honest.
Yeah, that could be. Jonathan Davis, always appreciated, Jonathan. Thank you so much and enjoy. Good luck with all the bets. Well positioned, sir.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, guys.
Man, he's got some great, great numbers on three of the four remaining teams. Host of the Ice Cap on Sirius XM NHL. And again, Show Me the Money Hockey Betting Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at West Coast HKY. Where will LeBron James play next year? Where will Paul George play next year? Where will Klay Thompson play next year? You can bet on all of the above. That's next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
It is a Numbers Game, live from Bar Canada here at the D. Skill Alexander, Stormy Bonatoni joins us for a word about Zyn in your Zyn moment.
This is your betting moment of Zyn, brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches. Find your moment of Zyn at Zyn.com. Stormy Bonatoni here with VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, diving into the odds for Offensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL. To the surprise of no one, number one overall pick, Caleb Williams is the shortest shot to claim the hardware at plus 135. The Bears QB is set to be a day one starter and has plenty of skill position talent to work with. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, fellow top 10 pick, Rome Odunze, to name a few, and the Bears on paper have one of the weaker strengths of schedule. From one former Heisman Trophy winner to another, Commanders QB Jaden Daniels is next on the odds board at plus 650. Daniels' ability as a runner should help his case, especially with new OC Cliff Kingsbury in tow, who helped a similarly mobile Kyler Murray win the award with the Cardinals in 2019. Speaking of Arizona, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a 7-1 shot, followed by J.J. McCarthy at 12-1. This has been your daily betting moment of Zyn. Learn more about Zyn smoke-free nicotine pouches at Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thank you, Stormy. Skill Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. By the way, I said a Zyn moment. You know, it sounds much better if I say a moment of Zyn.
Hey, there you go.
I think that's what you're supposed
Zyn
to say.
Zyn it to win it.
Okay, sure.
I keep making up taglines for him.
I'm going to Ron Burgundy through some tweets. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Kyle Ribisell. As a Rockies fan from day one, I can't understand why a Giants fan wouldn't love Coors Field. Coors is typically good for 8 to 10 Giants win a year, not to mention Barry Bonds hit several homers at Coors that still haven't landed. Well, yes, there is that for sure. And by the way, Coors Field, the only ballpark that has wider dimensions than Oracle Park in San Francisco is Coors Field. So it's not that like they're dissimilar in that respect. But one is a pitcher's park in San Francisco, the way that it plays. And the one at Coors, as you very well know, is a doubles and triples alley. Extravaganza. And I do think it is, as I've said many times on this show, I think it's particularly problematic for roster construction for the Rockies themselves, because it just plays so differently at home than it does on the road in terms of hitter's ability and pitchers, because the pitches just don't, like, you know, I used to say this about Sergio Romo's slider. It ain't sliding at Coors. It's such a different environment. Futures underscore bet. Caught advocate skirmish napping last week. They had Jose Ramirez at 70-1 for AL MVP. Nice. Are you kidding me last week? Wow. We'll see if he wins, but good value, man. You ain't kidding. That's amazing. Sean's Fox Place. He says all the craziness that, Rich Paul, he had a typo here, is trying to do the Lakers plus 160 to draft Bronny seems too good. Refusing to sign two-way contract, though, means he will have to sit on the bench all season. Also, over 39 is a lock, as I see Laker buying pick in end of the second round. Yeah, the Bronny James thing is, like, people who are betting him to go first in the draft, like, that's a joke. But there are bets to be made. Absolutely are bets to be made.
I think it was a conversation like you jokingly brought up once or twice, like in the past few weeks, because it's kind of been a little bit of a joke just overall. But I love that we do all this reporting from the Bronny LeBron standpoint, NBA. Like the NBA Combine, he actually had a pretty good combine.
Yeah.
Like nobody talks about that, right? Like it's
well, no,
not a part of the story. You're barely a part of the story.
Yeah, let's be clear. The joke was that he was going to get picked first in the draft.
Right, yes.
That was the only prop that was up there, right? Like, and it was the most bet thing at DraftKings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are y'all doing? But in terms of now, you know, like positioning himself to be with his dad and what, you know, what range of picks he can go in, I mean, those are bets. Those are legitimate bets, whether
I
you win or lose.
I think the part that I'm a little confused of the narrative out of the LeBron Bronny camp of for so long, even through the combine, he was, you know, Bronny's talking, hey, I kind of want to be able to get out on my own and do my own thing. And it's like, well, so it really feels like we're right back to positioning to make sure that he's with his dad playing somewhere.
Brian Schaefer, last tweet here. Thanks, Gil. This show brings a lot of betting opportunity. Jumped on Carlitos to win the fourth set when he was down. A break in that set. I assume a break. He said down in that set. If you ain't listening to ANG, you ain't making money. Before we get to the where will, you know, the Bronny props and then the LeBron, Clay, and Paul George, I want to say real quick, because you're going to do RBC Golf later, this just popped into my head. I wanted to bring this up because when we're teasing the RBC Canadian Open and the golf tour, on the PGA Tour, Bill Walton did the whole tribute to Bill Walton yesterday on the show, as so many have. And Bill Walton passing away at the age of 71. Just spectacular. One of the things that I wanted to point out to folks was recommending watching the 4-part 30 for 30 series on Bill Walton. It is life-affirming. It's so great. Produced by Ezra Edelman. And one of the things, one of the details that I remembered from that documentary, that docuseries, Kelly, is that when the Blazers won the NBA championship, I used to say that in 1978 when the Bullets won the championship, the Washington Bullets, Sports Illustrated ran the article on page 75, which is a true story. This was pre-Magic and Bird getting drafted in 79. So in 78, when the Bullets won, Sports Illustrated, it was by the way. The year before that, when the Blazers won the World, when the Blazers won the NBA championship in 1977, it was on a Saturday, and CBS producers tried to get the game played at 10:30 a.m. Pacific. The reason? Because the Kemper Open's third round was going on, and the producer at CBS thought golf was much more important than the NBA championship, and not a golf major, the Kemper Open. So now they relented a little bit. The game got played at 12 noon Pacific. So the Blazers won the NBA championship in the middle of the day on a Saturday so they could air the third round of the Kemper Open. And by the way, as soon as the Blazers won, and in those days the court got stormed in Portland,
mm-hmm.
So it's full of fans. Brent's doing the game. Brent Musburger, our own Brent Musburger. And by the way, happy belated 85th to Brent. You're going crazy. Brent has to throw it to the Kemper Open. So imagine the mayhem, and then it goes to this silence. Oh. And Vin Scully's like, here's the putt. No trophy presentation, no nothing.
So these are the things when we talk about, we often start talking about, like, you know, what markets it would be bad for the NBA Finals or whatever, right? And it's like local TV ratings just don't matter nearly as much anymore. Back then, though, they did. And Portland's not giving you big-time TV ratings. So I'm wondering if that's a part of the reason.
Maybe.
And then, well, you probably had Jack Nicklaus or something like that playing.
Just to let you know where
that's incredible.
To let you know where the NBA was. At
yeah,
the time.
That's incredible. Can I just stumbled upon some record breaker props that DraftKings has posted for
yes.
the NBA playoffs. I got to bring up a couple of these. These are so all time playoff records, right? And then odds if they will be broken. Any player to break Michael Jordan's single game playoff points record of 63 points. There's only yes options on these, of course. 45-1. if you're interested in that.
There's only a yes option. That's bad news, people.
Yeah, it's bad news. I'm trying to find the will to play.
Jordan did that against the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs.
This is an all-time great. This is like I was laughing so hard when I stumbled upon this. Any player to break Wilt Chamberlain's single-game playoffs rebound record of 41 rebounds.
What number are they giving you on that?
What would you like? What odds would you think should be on that, Gil?
A bajillion to one?
You're getting 1,000 to one. You're getting 1,000 to one. But I think you're going to need even higher than that.
Slow. I'm going to rely on Rudy Gobert or somebody like that to get 41 rebounds?
In today's NBA, there's no way that's happening.
Which team will draft Bronny James? Lakers plus 180. Everybody, including the Phoenix Suns. Remember, yesterday Bronny said, I'm only working out for the Lakers and the Suns. Everybody, including the Suns, 10 to 1 or longer.
Yeah, I got nothing here. I mean, interesting to point out the odds. Like we said, we did hear that yesterday, that he's only going to work out for those two. I'm just kind of sitting on the sidelines, very curious to see how this all plays out. I'm rooting the best for Bronny. I just hope we're making right decisions here.
Want to throw up the other three real quick here?
Yeah, absolutely.
LeBron James himself. Lakers are minus 450. Cavs, a return to the Cavs, 7-1. Warriors, 12-1. Everybody else, 16-1. Suns are 16-1, by the way.
So this, like, the only reason that I would say this isn't a bet is because of the Bronny James factor. Like, if there's still a possibility that that LeBron's got to go wherever his son ends up going.
When I walked in the D this morning, you know, all the screens are up, and ESPN was doing a whole segment on what are the chances of LeBron ending up with the Sixers. Are we going to do this a different team every day?
Of course we are, Gil, but it's not. He does the same thing every year. He's got a player option. He opts out to sign for more money. He's going to be right back with the Lakers. The only thing I'd be concerned about is the X factor this year is Bronny James that hasn't been around in years before.
It's becoming the Real Housewives of the NBA. Like all these people apologizing to each other. Draymond apologizing to Stephen A.
So
Kyrie. What are they apologizing?
Yeah,
what is going on?
I was watching the pregame show. So confused the entire time.
Paul George, to say with the clip show, is minus 270. Sixers are 4-1. Everybody else, double digits.
Yeah, this one's really fascinating. He's been linked to the Sixers for a while here. I don't know that. I don't think he'll be back with the Clippers. I think he is likely playing elsewhere next season.
All right.
And the Sixers are going to make it. They're going to make a push for him for sure.
Here's the one I'm really interested in. Klay Thompson, back to the Dubs, back to the Warriors, minus 150. Magic are 3-1. Everybody else 16-1 or longer.
Yeah, this is.
Think he's leaving?
I think Sixers will be. I think he should. I don't know if he will. I think he should.
I mean, he's going to get offended by a low offer? I guess so. We'll come back. Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
For a limited time only, we're slashing the price of our annual subscription. Normally $240. You can now secure your subscription for just $199. Sign up today. We'll throw in an extra 2 months for free. Let's break this down. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day when you use promo code ANG. Let's think about that. Think about all the stuff that you pay. You know, let's just TV alone, all the streaming services you pay where you're getting just robbed. This is less than 50 cents a day, and this will help you make money. Hurry, though. Special offer ends on Friday, 2 days from now, May 31st. With VSiN Pro, you'll get immediate access to our daily best bets, complete with a leaderboard showcasing the hottest VSiN experts, betting splits that reveal where the money and bets are trending for every game, exclusive betting systems, premium analysis, 24/7 video content. Remember, though, it expires on Friday, May 31st, 2 days from now. So visit VSiN.com/subscribe now to grab your 14 months of VSiN Pro for just $199 with promo code ANG.
As in a numbers game.
That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, real quick, a few tweets here, just a couple tweets maybe. Michael Lafon, love your show, Gil, but I'm having a rough time with all the basketball talk. Can we check in with Nick Mackay or something? I miss football. There's going to be some people like that, right? All the time. Master of Puppets, this is only two teams for Clay, Lakers or Golden State. Let's get back to that in a second. And then Ross, though, one, Thomas Ari says, I remember being so excited when I was a kid that my dad would let 11-year-old me stay up till 11:30 p.m. Eastern to watch the Celtics on tape delay in the NBA playoffs. That's the other thing of that era, Kelly.
Yeah, tape delay.
We would watch, not the weekend games, but the weekday NBA finals in the late 70s was on tape delay after the local news at night. It's amazing that we lived in a world like that. Real quick, because before we get to Jason Weingarten, because we talked about the Clay's next teams, Clay Thompson's next team, Paul George's next team, LeBron's next team, those markets. I don't have much to say about them because those aren't markets I like to get involved in. The limits are low also, so it's not like you can go crazy on them. You do have one, though, that you may suggest a play on.
Yeah, I mean, this, I don't even know if I have a play for it, but the Warriors one's interesting with Clay just because that's it. Look, they're in cap hell situation, but you know how much he's meant to the franchise. That's not one I'd go guessing on. Paul George, though, he's in current contract negotiations with the Clippers. By all reports, it is not going well. The Clippers are not willing to offer him what they had offered Kawhi. So he's got a player option for next season. So, yes, he could opt into that, be right back with the Clippers, no problem, and that minus 270's cash. And he declines that, though, and hits the open market like a lot of people expect. There's so many teams on here that are live, but the Sixers have been linked to him for a long time.
I mean, he's not a franchise player, right? He's a piece in the puzzle.
Yeah, he's 34 years old.
He's 34 years old. What does he think he is the thing, right?
I mean, that's with a lot of these guys. Right? Well, and Clay, right? Clay, that's part of the issue with Clay.
Clay's going to come down to complete ego.
Yeah.
Right? It's like...
I mean, that's why you saw the Magic next on that, right? Because the Magic can give him a lot of money if he wants to go play in Orlando.
And he could just sit out there and shoot and be a nice complimentary piece. Yep.
I mean, I was trying to recruit him as part of my new Pelicans team, but...
Yes.
They weren't even listed.
That's right. When is the GM introductory conference?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for that call. It's okay. Weird I haven't gotten it yet.
Jason Weingarten joins us from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line at Spreadopedia. What's happening, Jason?
Not much. Just getting back into swing of things after a couple weeks of vacation, it seems like. So nice to getting back to a routine all of a sudden.
Where'd you go besides London for Crawley?
I was in Austin. I was in Orange County. Just every week there was somewhere I had to go. It was all wedding stuff mostly, but a lot of traveling, a lot of going places.
Austin, Texas, one of the gems of this nation, you would agree?
Yeah, it's a nice place, but I was like 23. Probably be a great place to move to. You're a little younger, but it's happening over there right now.
It's happening, that's for sure. You back into the baseball swing of things? You betting on anything today?
I am. Only one game, surprisingly. Looks like it's taking a little bit of money. I bet Cubs minus 127. Imanaga back on the mound. See 140 still available. That's good. I'd probably get some better numbers if you shop around. Other game had my attention was the Mets plus 101. But literally, as I was looking at it, it moved to minus 103. And I said, you know, I'm probably just going to skip that game today. But we'll see what happens.
Here, quick trivia question, because I have the Guardians bet for most wins in May. Which club has the worst record in all of May? The answer is, guess?
The Dodgers? I don't know.
Mets.
The Mets.
The Mets.
Oh, I was like, was it a trick question or something?
No, not a trick question at all. The Mets, the worst record in all of May. What is it exactly? It is up to the moment. Where are you? It is. I'll get there, Kelly. This is great radio. Don't worry about it. 7-18. 7-18. So the exact opposite of the Phillies and Yankees at 18-7 at the top. 7-18 with a minus 37 run differential. Good Lord.
Has the sweat for this month been anywhere close to the Guardians bet from the first month or now?
Well, yeah. I mean, now it is. It's the first month, the March, April, as you know, came one out shy, and then we lost in the most heart-wrenching, dramatic fashion. This one, the Guardians have as many wins as the Phillies and the Yankees. 18-7 for the Phillies and Yankees. Guardians are 18-8, but the Yankees have one extra game here in the final 3 days, so Guardians do not control their destiny. But yes, the sweat is on. Could be eliminated today. Could also win it.
You have absolutely got your money's worth on this 2 months in a row.
Bro, I'm glad you pointed out that. Let me just say this. For people who bet baseball on a daily basis, right, the roller coaster of that, the bang for your gambling dollar. Now, if you had picked other teams and you got, you know, beaten out by April 10th or May 10th, maybe a different story. But the two Guardians bets, man, what absolute bang for your gambling dollar. What a ride by this club. I don't know how you feel about them in general. It's been one thing to bet them for most wins in March, April, and in May, but that's schedule-based. I don't know how you feel about them in terms of putting them in, because right now they have, what is it, one fewer win than the Phillies, or do they have the exact amount of wins? I mean, they are, with the Yankees and Phillies, the best team in baseball collectively since the beginning of the season. You don't put them in that echelon, do you?
No, but, you know, it's like before the season, we talked about how Jose Ramirez just doesn't get any respect. And I just, the Guardians don't get any respect. It seems like they turn the roster over pretty frequently, and they have a bunch of no-name guys. But, you know, organization-wise, they are very good at identifying and developing talent. And, you know, it's not going to surprise me when we get a wild card game with them again. And it's going to be 0-0 in the ninth inning.
That's right.
I'm just live betting the under. And here, over and over.
That's right. Here comes Class A. Phillies, by the way, 38-18. Guardians, 37-18. Yankees, 37-19. That's how close it is at the top of baseball from the beginning of the season, just from a major league standpoint. You brought up Jose Ramirez. I mentioned earlier, he's 25-1 still to win AL MVP. He wasn't much longer than that before the season started. Obviously, we've gotten 2 months under our belt now. Do you feel like, based on events, and obviously Aaron Judge, Juan Soto are the favorites or the short shots in this, but do you feel like 25-1 on Ramirez is worth a bet right now?
I bet that before the season, and I wouldn't double down on it now, mainly because when you look at what Soto and Judge are doing, even if one gets injured, the other is going to become the front runner. If not, I still think Kyle Tucker is probably the guy. But the odds have kind of been cut on most of these guys so much. You know, this is my way of saying I'd be really shocked if it's not Soto or Judge. I really thought it was just Soto. But, I mean, it's a Yankee. When you have a Yankee playing this well, how do they not win? There's a bias built in, I think.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at, because we just described how Cleveland has, you know, again, there's much baseball to be played. But let's just say, right, let's just say Cleveland won 100 games and the Yankees won 100 games. And Ramirez's stats were the same exact stats, let's say, as a Juan Soto. Not exact, but you get it, in the same realm. You're just saying the Yankee bias is such that Ramirez will never win it?
One of the unfortunate things about betting on futures is that sometimes you can just do everything right,
yeah,
and you're totally correct. Like Wembanyama.
It was
a good example recently. You did everything right, and you even have the voters coming out afterwards and saying, I can't believe I voted for Rudy. I was wrong. It doesn't change anything. Sometimes you could be 100% right. You could have a guy like Jose Ramirez just crushing it. And at the end of the day, Juan Soto is still going to win because he's Juan Soto. Like we've been waiting for this version of Juan Soto for a couple of years now. We're finally getting it.
Yep. Don't I know it that you could be right and just not have the ticket come home.
So my Aaron Judge under 43.5 home runs, not looking so great, huh?
Not okay, so far.
Cool. We'll see.
Jason, anything U.S. Open for you this weekend? Women's U.S. Open, you're betting?
Yeah, if you have access to DraftKings, they have Rose Zhang top 10. I want to say it was like plus money. It was like plus 140 or something. You get 5-1 on the top five. Both good bets. We'll see if anyone can beat Nelly Korda. Might be Rose. We'll see.
I don't even know if you have to ask that question with Jason. It's always Rose.
I wanted to confirm because I'm tailing Jason.
All right. All right.
But I only bet top 5 and 10. I didn't bet to win.
That's cool.
I think those are just good numbers.
I'm glad we clarified. Thank you, Jason. Enjoy.
Pleasure. Talk to you guys later.
At Spreadopedia for Jason. RBC Canadian Open next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We are so close to crowning an NBA champ, and with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Well, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSIN. That's V-S-I-N. The crown is yours. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, live from Bar Canada here at the D. Before we get to the RBC Canadian, you wanted to take a look at the French Open futures that I made and see where they stand right now. Obviously, we have a match right now, Osaka and Swiatek in round number 2. I've got Iga every which way to win the tournament. I've got her parlayed with Carlitos, Novak, Casper Ruud. None of that has changed. I do have Jan Lennard Struff to win the second quarter number two at 14-1. And so far, so good from Jan Lennard Struff as well. So all looking good thus far, but we're early.
Yeah, we're early.
Oh, and by the way, just a French Open update. All of the outside court matches have been canceled today.
Mm.
So only the two stadium courts in play for the rest of the day.
Anything,
so we're going to get backed up here.
Anything you've seen first these first days of the tournament that would affect any bets on the current futures board?
On the current futures board? No,
yeah.
No, nothing so far. I mean, again, there hasn't really been any headline yet. The biggest favorite to go down, I believe, on either side is Maria Sakkari.
I still haven't made my Djokovic bet yet, but it keeps getting longer. The number keeps getting longer, Gil. Why I'm not running?
Well, because he wobbled a little in his first round match before he righted the ship. So I think there is a lot of doubt about Djokovic right now. And again, he is with Casper Ruud in their quarter. So to me, again, Casper Ruud and Djokovic are headed to a quarterfinal match, I believe. And so, yeah, so it doesn't surprise me that it's a little longer. By the way, I should let people know that Kelly shared with me that he has a bets to make list. This is what Matt Brown found so amusing. So you have a bets to make list.
Oh, he'd be killing me right now because it's way longer than it should be.
So you still haven't bet Djokovic to win the French Open.
I still haven't bet. I'm really like these first couple rounds of these Grand Slams, right?
Yeah.
When you're talking about the big favorites,
yeah,
they win, the number barely moves.
Barely moves because they're like minus 5,000 or whatever they are. You still have two College World Series baseball bets.
Florida State and Oklahoma State. I'm going to tailback Grissom on Oklahoma State.
Yeah. I have the Florida State one, 35-1.
When do the regionals start? Today?
This weekend.
Tomorrow?
This weekend. Friday.
That's what I was. I just got to make sure I get them in before that.
I believe Friday. Yeah. Yeah. Don't hold me to that, but I think so.
We got Ben Wilson on tomorrow to talk about.
Oh, do we? Are we getting Lindemann on? Is he
coming on? I got to follow up with him. Yes. Ran into our good friend Matt Lindemann.
I ran into Lindemann as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of College World Series love. So
Steelers win total under. I still haven't bet that.
Bro, we haven't gone, but you still got time on that. Yeah.
This is the ultimate example, though, of like the things we complain about betting in Nevada, right?
Yes.
Still, okay, so Gil, like my Tuesday golf handicapping process, right?
Yeah.
For as long as it takes me to actually handicap a golf tournament, then it's tack on an hour and a half to 2 hours for me to go through every app in town
totally
to price shop every bet that I need to make, right?
Totally agree.
So sorry, but sometimes these...
I'm sorry.
I get a little exhausted of looking around every app to make every... to price shop every one of these bets.
Kelly's getting very upset.
I'm getting upset.
I hear you because...
I do have a source, by the way. I'm just going to anger you.
Oh, yeah.
Source.
Oh, God. Okay, Stephen A.
That told me the other day, just me,
yeah.
not us,
yeah.
that there is a desktop version of a sports book being worked on in this town.
Oh, I was here for that.
Yeah.
I was here for that. It wasn't just you. No, are we allowed to say that out loud?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. But one of the shops here, I know, for those of you listening outside of the state of Nevada, which is most of you, we could have a desktop/laptop ability to bet sports.
Oh, pretty excited about it. Pretty excited about it. I know people are at home rolling their eyes at me, but like you just get to pull up DraftKings and hit Command F to go find whatever you want and whatever market. It takes you 2 seconds.
Just remember, Gil, you're our guest here. All right, RBC Canadian Open, what you got?
Yeah, you got, how about, do you like Rory McIlroy at Scottie Scheffler prices? Because that's what you're getting this week in Canada. This is, right now, the odds board, Rory plus 360, Tommy Fleetwood 16-1. Had a nice second place finish on him last year at this tournament. See, Thigala 18-1, Corey Connors 22-1, Alex Noren 22-1, Shane Lowry, Sam Burns, Cameron Young 25-1, everybody else 30-1 or longer. This year, headed to Hamilton Golf and Country Club for this event. You'll have full field event, this 156 players, top 65, and ties. Shorter course, very similar. If you're handicapping golf week in, week out, actually pretty similar skill sets to what you were looking at last week. Accuracy off the tee, this is not a super long course. Accuracy off the tee, a premium here. The rough is very grown out, 3.5 inches, as you can see on the screen. Not a lot of water that you're going to have to play with here. Greens, not small, not huge, but they do have some. They renovated this course from when they played here in 2019. So the runoff areas chipping might be interesting this week. There's a lot of these short grass runoff areas from the greens that we didn't really get to see a lot of in 2019 when Rory crushed this course. That is, I'm making fun of the odds, but he did absolutely crush here
plus
in 2019.
Plus 360 on Rory.
Yeah, exactly. So I, you know me, Gil, I'm not looking towards Rory's way. Just a couple other stats really quick to throw out. This was, when they were here 5 years ago, absolute putting contest. Every single one of the top 17 finishers was positive that week in strokes gained putting. So it's really, you're looking for accuracy off the tee, you're looking for good approach players, and you're looking for a hot putter, which always makes tournaments a little bit harder for me to handicap when I got to factor in putting as much as that, and I can't just ignore it. So lighter card for me this week, only one outright. Seth Thigala, I played at 20-1, like him. In not a great field. So you're getting one of the more quality players that's still at 20-1 that does have a win, and he won in Napa in the fall, has a couple second place finishes. He's putting together some good golf. Little wonky off the tee recently. It's got me a little bit concerned, but overall game should fit really well here. Like him outright in a top 20 play. Aaron Rye did the same thing last week, did not get home with the top 10 play last week on him. I don't believe this guy's going to win. Everything statistically is telling me he should be right up there. I'm going to aim high. I'm going to play a top 10. If you want to go top 5, top 10 on him, I think that's the way to play him because he could easily miss the cut, too. It wouldn't surprise me.
I'm laughing because I already see who's coming up in your top 20s and matchups.
Yeah, there you go. Top 20. Hey, how about this one, Gil? I don't know how many times I played Tommy Fleetwood the past couple of years. Pretty sure this is the first time this season I've made a Tommy Fleetwood bet.
Yeah,
so I'm on him. He burned me last year at this event, finishing in, what, second? Yeah, missed the playoff. Top 20 minus 118. Fleetwood coming on here. The irons looking back in shape. And yeah, he's kind of flown under the radar this season. T26 at the PGA, T13 at Wells Fargo, T3 at the Masters, T7 at Valero, but nobody's really talking about him. So I'd like to play in the top 20 market on him. The guy I already mentioned. Noren, been one of the most consistent golfers on tour this year. He's teed it up 12 times this year, Gil. Hasn't missed a cut. Alex Noren at 42 years old. Hasn't missed a cut, has finished T26 or better in 10 of the 12 events that he's played in. So
wow.
He's been a guy I've bet top 20s in matchups. I'm going right back to it. He's one of my highest rated golfers this week. Another guy who doesn't win, so I'm not wasting an outright bet on him. But top 20 at plus money, love that. And then, yes, Gil, there it is. Cashmere Keith, I still can't quit. Still can't. Hey, the top 40 got home last week.
Why are you calling him Cashmere Keith?
That's his nickname.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How'd
he get that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Absolutely no idea. But top 40, I played on him last week. Thank God I did that instead of a top 20 because the top 40 got home. Top 20 would not have. Going top 20, though, a little bit weaker field. Still, I just need the putter. I need the putter to not be absolutely terrible. This guy would be so much better than he's finished this year on tour.
You got to a couple things. You got to figure out why he's called Cashmere Keith, right? Because like Danielle freaking Collins is called Danimal. You know why? Because she's half Danielle, half animal. Okay. So you just got to get to the bottom of that kind of stuff. But Keith Mitchell comes up on your model every week.
Yes.
In all kinds of things. And I'm just curious, like, what is the tennis equivalent for, like, a Keith Mitchell? Is that a soccery where the numbers are good, but, like, she'll never win anything?
Look, the numbers have been incredible. And just even where you look at finishing-wise, where he's at and a lot of the strokes gain metrics are so much higher from where he's even finishing at. So it is, I'm trying to get out in front of it still. I still feel like the better finishes for him are still to come.
Yeah.
So it's definitely one of those that I'm sticking to what, yes, my models are spitting out. I would say him and Aaron Rye are good examples.
Never winning anything big, I should say. You could win.
Correct,
you
can
win at something.
Then you dial back into, even for the difference from last week to this week, right? Even this week, much lighter field this week than even last week. Right, and no Scotty Scheffler, obviously, but a couple other big names at the top that just aren't around.
Any U.S. Open bets yet?
No U.S. Open bets. Women's U.S. Open, I'm going to tail Jason.
Rose and
top 5, top 10.
All right, I might join you on that. All right, Iga taking care of business early, up a break on Naomi Osaka, 3-1. Again, they're only playing a couple matches at a time now at the French Open. The entire schedule is going to get pushed back till tomorrow. So let's go, Iga. Let's keep taking care of business. Let's go, Guardians. Let's go, Giants. Let's go, Angels. Let's get the Guardians home for May. Again, we could be eliminated.
That was fun
well.
Checking scores last night.
Oh,
I always check the scores.
I was going ballistic. I was going crazy. Good luck with all your bets. Gojo and Golic next on the radio side. Best bets next on the picture side. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.